Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. Here's a headline from CNN. The majority of women feel relief, not regret, after abortion, study says. The author of the study, Corinne Rocha, says, quote, "All claims that negative emotions will emerge over time, a myth that has persisted for decades without any evidence to substantiate these claims. It's clear. It's just not true." So what do we do with women who do feel regret after their abortion? Or have we reached this point now where women should be proud of their abortion? Joining us to talk about this new survey on abortion regret, Sydna Massey. She's CEO and founder of Rama International, an abortion recovery outreach. She is author of the book, Her Choice to Heal, Finding Spiritual and Emotional Peace After Abortion. Sydna, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you, Todd. It's great to be with you.
What does the new study that has been published in the journal Social Science and Medicine tell us about women's experiences with abortion?
Well, Todd, it really doesn't tell us anything. It's as I've been reading through this and talking about regret in general for most of the last 30 years, this survey is really only covering women 5 years out and drawing conclusions for the rest of their life as to how they feel. And that just in human life is difficult to do.
So what is your own story about abortion and regret?
My abortion happened while I was attending a private Christian college. It happened about 30 years ago. I was just your classic young girl. It was the 80s, and I bought the abortion myth. But when I found out I was pregnant and Planned Parenthood, this good Christian girl in my heart just had a, wait a minute, is this something I really want to do? And so as I discussed it with the Planned Parenthood person, I ended up then going out with my boyfriend. And sadly enough, my boyfriend insisted upon my abortion. He really didn't want to be a dad ever. And so I was one of those girls that faced an awful lot of pressure and was more or less coerced into this decision, even though I take full responsibility for it. So my regret started almost before I had the abortion, which I'm likely one of the few people alive today that's talked to as many post-abortive women just simply because of our ministry to them. And one thing we find is that this regret changes and moves as we grow older. And I was no different. After my abortion, my boyfriend and I broke up. I went into sin behavior. My regret was obvious. I just never connected it back to my abortion experience. I put that memory in a little box in my heart, and I refused to open the door. And so when anyone would ask me about abortion, I would be very light and airy and say, you know, I think it's a woman's right to choose. And up to 7 years after my abortion, I would stick with that. And then God came back around into my life and gave me a beautiful husband, and I got pregnant. And when they put that child in my hands, I believe that's when I really knew my regret the most. Because here I was with this beautiful mother's love flowing out to a child 7 years later, and all I could think about was the child I never held, the one that I had lost. And it took me about 2 to 3 years to work through that pain and actually find help. And it was in a pregnancy center's abortion recovery group that I just had a Bible study in grief. They helped me walk through this, my reasons. They helped me with scripture to forgive those who had forced me and to forgive the industry, and they really took the time and effort and energy to love on me. And I didn't think that was even possible. I felt like anybody that knew I had an abortion would immediately hate me, but I found this wonderful, compassionate group of people that opened their arms, and I've been happy to associate with them for ever since that time and help them in their work.
Many women reported feeling in this new study an ongoing relief after their abortion. Are there other explanations for this feeling other than that women are just comfortable with abortion itself?
Absolutely. Abortion is, this survey also mentioned that 70% of those surveyed felt they would be stigmatized if they talked about it. Okay, so that's a big clue right in there in their own research. So automatically we are afraid that if people know we've had an abortion, that they would judge us. So therefore, as we're talking about comfort, we come across a completely different way. We don't share that we've had an abortion, and likely if you looked me in the face, you'd never ever dream I was the type that would have chosen abortion. But see, that's where so many of us are. We're quiet. We're all through society. There's millions and millions of us. And our regret is very much internalized because we're afraid of the stigmatization. So therefore, that's the reason for our quietness. Now, when you talk to us about our abortion, if we are still in that point of being afraid we'll be stigmatized, then we'll tell you something a little bit different. We're covering ourselves because we don't want you to judge us. So when someone's asking a survey of us, it's very difficult for us, those deeply entrenched emotions that are buried in our hearts, to come out. So what you're getting is really rote answers. I'm fine. This is good. Very few of us are out there saying this was the best experience of our life. You need to do it. You need to have one in the same way. We just quiet down and come back. And again, we're silent in silent prisons of pain all over the world right now, struggling from this, but it's very difficult for us to talk about it.
And if many of these women, like yourself, were pressured into having this abortion by someone that they trusted and loved, I imagine that sense of relief might also come from the fact that that pressure is now off.
Immediately afterward, absolutely. I felt great relief because the crisis was done. The decision was made. Now I had to try and live with it. And it's in that trying to live with it stage that I ended up doing a lot of other negative behaviors. It led to a deep pain in my heart that I tried to cover with drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, and only the blood of Jesus really helped me relieve that pain. And that came in expressing my regret to God in my heart that I had done this. And the peace that flowed down when that happened just between me and God was incredible. So there's no sin that God can't heal. It's just the message has to permeate our hearts enough for us to really reach out to God and seek His help.
A CNN news story on this report talks about laws requiring waiting periods and counseling as kind of planting the idea of regret in the minds of women considering abortion, some sort of psychological suggestion that leads to regret. What is your response to that?
Well, I sat in the abortion clinic, and when they called my name, they led me into a secondary room. And in that room, they put a piece of paper in front of me, and I asked the nurse, "What's this?" She says, "This is your counseling." And at 19 years old, I thought, how can a piece of paper be my counseling? Again, this was something they were trying to tell me would be fine for me, and they made me sign a paper that I agreed it would be fine for me. But it wasn't fine for me. It was horrible for me. And when you look at these laws that would offer, you know, an ultrasound to at least see what you're carrying, my goodness, if I'd seen an ultrasound of my child, I would never have aborted. I know that. I know my heart. So I know that it would have helped me with that decision. But when you're talking about a industry that profits from women's abortion decisions, well, it's important that other women just simply know they have other options. And to talk about how abortion feels to a large majority of us that have come through it is a good thing. It's a good thing. Even if they're talking about potential regret, that's exactly what the woman's actually scared of in that counseling session. So at least she can tap into that feeling and talk it through.
The author of the study calls the notion of post-abortion regret a myth. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's fake news. And we're, sadly, one of our own quietest responders when it comes to these discussions. It is a myth because we're not talking yet. We're terrified that people will judge us. So many women are locked in these prisons of pain, yet they don't realize that as God moves through this, He can change and restore it. So it really takes us coming out and speaking to them and reaching them. And shows like this, thank you, Todd, for talking about this today. You're obviously not a judgmental person, but for so many of us in Christian settings, we just simply assume that we'll receive judgment.
Do we need to face the fact that some women who have had abortions are simply callous, and that explains their lack of regret.
I'd say I talk to those who are considering abortion. One of our ministry, we talk to these women, and we give them information. I have yet to find someone that aborts in a callous way. You may find that on the media. It may be exposed. But privately, as they talk, this is not something they're proud of. It's something they know they must choose. It's like an animal caught in a trap that gnaws off its own leg. That was a famous quote years ago. And so, no, we're not necessarily callous, but if we present that way, we're usually in deep pain. And please just be gentle with us. Sadly, that's the only voice you're hearing from post-abortive women, from my audience, is those that are callous because they're charged up to be able to talk about it. And the rest of us are simply quiet. So, no, we're not callous. We care, and we're hurting. And we really need help.
You have been in this arena talking with people for decades. Are you surprised that many women now and more lately talk about abortion, even their own, as a positive good?
No, I think that has a lot to do with social media and the channels available for communication. I'm not surprised by it because 5 years out, if I had been living in this day and age, I likely would have talked about it positively, too. Again, I was operating on the system that, you know, it was a great thing for me, and I kept repeating that and repeating it through my head. And to go out, there is also, when you have an abortion, there's this guilt associated with it that you can never attack the group that got you out of your problem. So many of us are just simply quiet, not knowing what to say or what to do. But the ones that are calloused or those who would think it was good, I think they're at least talking about it. But as I see them, you can see by their body language that there's far more to their story than what meets the eye.
Even if a majority of women feel no regret after their abortion, does that mean it isn't the taking of an innocent human life?
Absolutely not. Oh, my goodness. It just takes an ultrasound screen and a view of these children at 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 weeks to see these babies are very much human. The fact that my child at 7 weeks had fingers, toes, eyes, that baby was very human. I just didn't get a chance to see him. And this whole blob of tissue mentality seemed to make sense to me. So, no, it's a taking of an innocent human life. And I believe that at some point in every woman's life that has experienced abortion, that there can come a point of regret. It's just in the quietness of their souls and maybe something they don't discuss openly.
Sidna Massey is CEO and founder of Rama International and Abortion Recovery Outreach. She's author of the book, Her Choice to Heal, Finding Spiritual and Emotional Peace After Abortion. You'll find a link to this book and to Rama International at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Sidna, thank you.
Todd, we've got herchoicetoheal.com. If any of your listeners have been touched by this show, they can go there for immediate help. We also have an audiobook now available of Her Choice to Heal. Love to help some of your listeners if they're hurting.
I am confident that abortion will be a topic of discussion at the 2020 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 12th and 13th in Chicago. Speakers include Dr. Robert George, Mark and Molly Hemingway, Dr. Albert Moeller, Pastors Brian Wolfmiller, Hans Feeney, and Will Whedon. Attendance is limited to 500. Early bird registration before April 1st is $135. That includes three meals. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org or by giving us a call, 618-223-8385. The 2020 Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. When we come back, Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, joins us to talk about God's grace in Jesus Christ.
You can meet and hear Mark and Molly Hemingway, Robert George, Albert Moeller, Brian Wolfmiller, Hans Feeney, and Will Whedon at the 2020 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th in Chicago. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The 2020 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 12th and 13th at Concordia University, Chicago.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Continuing education for the Confessional Lutheran. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Listen to the best of the Church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.